Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. Y'all know what? It is Make It Up Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's Make It Up Monday. Have you ever taken a class in high school? Of course, we all went to high school, but some folks didn't finish. But listen. Have you ever taken a class in college or post-grad, something like that? And you might have missed an exam. You might have missed a test or something, and you had to make it up. You had to come back and make it up or do some makeup work. Well, listen, honey, today is Make It Up Monday, and you're going to understand why in just a moment. Listen. I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's partly sunny, but it's really, really, really nice outside today. Listen, if y'all ever did something in your life and you need to make it up, well, honey, listen, you can do that. You can make it up to yourself. You don't have to make up anything else to anybody else, but if you need to make something up to yourself, you can make it up to yourself. I'm going to continue and help you understand the story. Stay with the story, my darlings. Listen, it's 70 degrees. It's partly sunny out. Broadcast live in the Windy City. It is Make It Up Monday, July the 1st. Baby, rocking and rolling. It's the first of them. I can't believe it. It's July 1st, my darling. It's Monday, July 1st, 2024. It's 6 p.m. on this Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm saying up in here, the Eastern Standard Time Zone. It's the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. There's two different flavors in stock. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve. Chocolaca, boom, boom, yeah. Y'all know Steve is the hardest working retired man. He really is. He's the hardest working retired man. You know, he's just all over Boston, all over Florida. He really is. He goes down to L.A. sometimes, and he is pushing his Gumba Rum all up and down the street, passing out free samples of Gumba Rum. And the best part about it, you can get Gumba Rum online, cwspirits.com. Well, you know what? When you get to the checkout, use the code. Use my discount code, BASIC, B-A-S-I-C. You know what? And with Steve, he's so busy, we never get to finish things. You know, I don't know what's wrong with that man. Every time I say the word BASIC for your discount codes, we never finish up the agreement. Y'all know how it goes. Well, I'm going to spell the thing. Anytime you hear anybody say something about my code, you're supposed to get a pinch of the money. Well, I'm not getting a pinch of this. Just to let y'all know, I'm not getting no pinch. But when you go to cwspirits.com, use code at the checkout, which is BASIC, B-A-S-I-C. BASIC is the discount code. All right, come on, internet. You're fine. I'm in here. All over. We'll be right back. All right. Listen, you guys, before I get into the music, I want you to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, use the code The Fierce Female Network. Use that keyword, The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a follow, and I'll greatly appreciate it. Before I get into the music, you'll see the topic today, homosexuality and sexual prejudice. Now, listen, this kind of kicked in. Something caught my attention. It's always, everything starts with a thought. I was watching the Tamron Hall show, and T.S. Madison, I think her name was T.S. Madison, was on the show talking about various different things like that. And, you know, I says, you know, she really has a point. So listen, this is kind of just spinning off what I heard earlier today. So listen, homosexuality and sexual prejudices, homosexuality are human beings too. Since when did homosexuals not become human beings? You know, Pride Day was just yesterday, and I'm not saying this because, you know, I am not homosexual. I'm a straight woman. I'm a straight black woman. And it really gets my beans. It really gets my beans when I say something, and this is another reason why I want to talk about this. It really gets my beans. If you don't know what that means, it gets my goat. Every time I say something in support of someone who is gay, transgender, or homosexual, it gets my goat when I start talking about it, and the person that I'm speaking to act like I'm speaking French or that there's something wrong with it. I'm like, well, they are a human being. Oh, I know what it was. I was having a conversation the other day with someone, and we were talking about couples having children, gay couples having children. And so I says, it's not like child is going to grow up and want to be gay. They were saying, well, you wah, 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 the child is going to be confused. Not so. That is not so. So listen, there's a lot of couples that have children that are gay, and of course the child is not confused, right? The child is not confused. Just because you have gay parents, meaning both the people could be men, right, or two female. It does not mean that the child is going to be confused or grow up gay. I don't know where that notion comes from. So listen. Anytime I say something in support of homosexuality and I take a stand for the person that's saying something crazy, and I straighten them out real quick and let them know, hey, that's not right, you know. Just because they are homosexual does not mean that they're crazy or that they're wild. It does not mean that. So listen. And I just want to talk about it just a little bit. Homosexuals are human beings. They do have feelings, right? They are a person. They do have feelings. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, when you say something out of your mouth, be very careful of what you say. And matter of fact, I want to bring this point up. When I was at University of Phoenix, when I was doing my dissertation, doing my study, right, I was writing my dissertation and things like that. I think this was in, we were in Nashville. We was in Nashville. This was the second year in my studies, and I picked the topic. Now, this was back in 2016 when I started. I had to take a break because life happens, things happen, and I had to not complete it. So listen, but I intend to because I finish everything I start. So listen, this was 2016. I had gotten my doctoral committee together, got it approved, got my study approved. So my study topic back in 2016 was college experiences of LGBTQ professionals, social justice for non-existent mentorship programs in higher education. And so my point is this. I don't think, now I'm kind of switching gears a little bit. I want you to stay with the story. My point is this. I think that there is not enough mentorship programs when it comes to the community, when it comes to the community, what, of LGBTQ Q individuals. There need to be more programs and mentorship programs. I think there's not enough mentorship programs in higher education, right? There needs to be the same number of mentorship programs. We have mentorship programs in high school, of course. We have mentorship programs in college. But my thing is this, and when you do a study, you're doing a study to find out the true data. You're doing a study to find out the true end result, if those numbers are proven to be right, if it's proven to be correct, if there's proven to be, there needs to be a balance. And so this study is to take a look at different individuals, interview different individuals, and find out what they're thinking, what their thinking is, what their beliefs, if they think there needs to be more mentorship programs for homosexuals. So listen, that's what my study is partly entailed to. There needs to be a balance. I don't think that there is a balance, but I have to prove this study that there's not a balance so that there can be a balance. So listen, it is Make It Up Monday. And the reason why it's Make It Up Monday on today, maybe you need to make up something to yourself in your life. Sometimes we need to, and this, you guys know I'm a trained and certified life coach. Sometimes in life, trained by Dr. Monique Carradine, who was an on-air personality, Fox 32 News, right? So she taught me and she gave my certification in to be a life coach. Sometimes in life we do things and maybe we didn't make the correct choice. Maybe we followed somebody else's information. And then later on in life you find out, well, I wish I hadn't done that. So today is Make It Up Monday. And the reason that I'm saying that, I'm going to give you a really good example. Really good example of what I can do to make it up to myself. When I was in high school, I got kind of persuaded into going to a high school that I did not want to go to at all. So listen. And I was having this conversation with my auntie. I'm going to get into the music. And I was telling her, yeah, really, to tell you the truth, I never, ever wanted to go to that high school. She said, you got to be kidding me. She said, well, why did you go? I said, I got talked into it by somebody else. So listen, the reason why it's making up Monday for me, I'm making it up to myself to say, well, I forgive you, my younger self, because I did not want to go to that school because it was all girls. And I'm like, how am I going to get through school with no boys? You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, my God. So listen, if you've got something to make up to yourself, make it up to yourself. You know what I mean? If you made a decision in the past and you can make it up to yourself by forgiving yourself, you can do something special for yourself, you can love on yourself and make it up to yourself. That's the life lesson for today. And listen, I got some super bad music on today. I want you guys to check this out. It's really great. It's phenomenal. This one is called Back in Town. Because you know what? After you make it up to yourself, honey, you're going to be back in town. Like nobody's business.
Yeah, man, Clive, big and lively. You don't know I'm still in another place. I would have one your name, fucking a dog, international.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around. Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them. Give me them. For me, girl, how you look to me?
Tell me why.
Your eyes are for me.
Can you bless
me the front punani?
How where she come from?
Junior Army.
Mom, mom, God,
how are this for me?
Can you bring?
How are you not for me?
How where she near?
It's Sherani. Come to me, y'all are friends and I need. They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us. They wanna be around.
Give me them.
I'm in my home, crazy morning, spending at home. The girl them love we in at home. When we in at home, the boy don't wanna war in at home. The fans them will kill them in at home. When we in at home, shopping, all of the energy, Bacardi, coming now and wrong. When we in at home, it's like your shoe in at home. Now we have the peace like drum.
They never know.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. The ladies love us, they wanna be around. Give me them. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them.
Boom, big yada, you look so high.
Can you why?
Yeah, it's the family.
Can you bless
the past for nine?
How much I come from?
Junior Army.
Mom, no clock.
How are you from?
Can you break?
How are you from?
How much I need?
It's Sherani.
Don't see me, y'all are friendly, daddy.
Definitely for shizzle. Don't know to be doing this shit like nothing. Trust me. Stone in the house. Number one. Gone clear. You see me international thing. You don't know.
All right, all right. That is by J Stone, back in town. Listen, I got another song for you. This one is called Blitz. B-L-I-T-Z. Take a listen to this.
Where that bitch? Bitch, get the fuck out of here. How you be talking that shit? Get the fuck up on my hair. If I'm not feeling a vibe, I can just hop on a layer. Half the time I just be high. Half the time not even here. Blitz, my time is on blitz, yeah. my watch, I've been whipping my wrist. Stereo in my dip, came like this. Ayy, yeah. I'm up in the cut with lower time fit. Fuck with a click and your shit might get blitz. Unlike the rest, yeah, we stay with this shit. Unlike the rest, yeah, fuck all the rest. I might just drown with this. How do I stress? Nah, I cannot stress. I found my balance in bliss. I might flex, I might flex. Nobody do it like this. I'm a neck. Diamond, I watch on my motherfucking wrist. Not a Rolex, it's V-Gat. All of my bitch. My shit hit like a blitz.
All right, that is Blitz, B-L-I-T-Z. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and